Dennis Franz, like McDaniel, was a veteran of previous Stephen Bochco cop shows. He played a bad cop, Sal Benedetto, on Hill Street Blues, then was brought back as a slightly more noble one, Norman Bunce, on the same show. That character was so popular, he was spun off into a sitcom, Beverly Hills Bunce. It was Andy Sipowicz, though, who made Franz a major TV star and who was the heart and soul of NYPD Blue. When the series began, Andy was in major trouble, crying out for help. As it ends, he's the veteran authority figure helping others. In this scene from a recent show, the newly promoted Sergeant Sipowicz stops a skirmish between a cop and a delivery man who's gotten a parking violation. He talks first to the suspect, then to the officer, to defuse the conflict.
All right, what's your story?
I work for the medical lab. I come here every day to pick up the blood samples from the doctor's offices. It takes me 30 seconds. I walk in, I grab the box, and I walk out.
What'd you say to the officer?
I said, I'm trying to make a living.
That's it?
I tried to show the man respect when I first came out. I told him, I got over 30 stops to make. There's no place to park. I don't leave my car but for a minute. But he don't listen. He say, it's too late. That's when I got mad.
All right, step back here, sir. Come here. Is that true, what he said?
Pretty much.
What do you want to do here?
What do you mean?
I mean, do you want to create a situation? This is a working man. He's not sticking nobody up. You're going to cost him 2 days' wages with that ticket, and then when he gets mad, you're going to collar him?
What should I have done?
You see him go inside the building, you wait. If he's in there for a while, then you write him up. If he comes right back out again, you talk to him.
What do I say?
Tell him you're trying to keep traffic moving. If he's a right guy, you be a right guy.
And about how long do I wait while he's in the building?
5 minutes.
I'm sorry.
It's the kind of thing you get a feel for after a while.
What do I do now?
Give me a summons. Now go over there, take the cuffs off. Tell them they have a nice day.
Terry spoke with Dennis Franz in 1987 during the Norman Bunce days and asked him about that character and his own upbringing.
I grew up in a suburb out of Chicago. It was about 7 miles out of the city proper in Maywood. The area was, yes, very much of a working-class neighborhood. My father was a postal worker, and he worked in a factory, and my mother also worked at the post office. There was a heavy, tough element in our neighborhood. We had gangs. I wasn't a part of them, but a lot of my friends were members of gangs, and therefore I had an association with them. I kind of walked a fine line always because I kept those friends, and then when I got involved in theater, of course the gangs didn't want to have nothing to do with the theater, so I had both sides of the fence, and I was able to play both sides too, so I had different groups of friends that were complete opposites.
You know, earlier you were telling us that you knew a lot of gang members, though you never really belonged to the gangs, when you were growing up in a working-class suburb of Chicago. How did you first get interested in acting? What drew you to theater?
A girl I was going out with, it was in my junior year of high school, and she was going to try out for a play called The Crucible. I went along with her. I was involved in three sports up to that time. I was involved in football, baseball, and swim. And this came around the time of the swim season. We were just starting that sport. I went with her to the auditions. And I sat in the room and I watched everybody audition. I didn't even realize up to that point that they had theater at my high school. That's how out of it I was. And I heard everybody auditioning and I heard the guys and I thought, gee, I can do as good as them. So kind of involuntarily, I found myself raising my hand and saying, could I try this? I ended up getting one of the leads and I dropped out of the swim team for that season. I thought, well, if this is my least favorite of the sports anyway, so let me try this. So I tried that play. I thoroughly enjoyed the experience, so I went out for the next play, and one by one I started eliminating the sports and devoting myself full-time to theater. The girlfriend didn't get cast, by the way, so I lost her as a girlfriend, but I got the career out of the deal.
What kind of parts were you playing back then?
Well, believe it or not, I was playing leading man type parts. At that time, I looked different and had a little more hair and was a little thinner. And so I was playing a lot of leading men.
You know, something that really troubles me about television and films is that you have to have a lot of hair and be really slim and classically attractive to be a leading man or a leading lady.
That more often than not is the case. I think there have been exceptions to the rule, and I think...
I think you're an exception now, right? I mean, you're...
Well, thank you. Ed Asner, I was referring to, Jack Klugman. Even on L.A. Law, just look at Joel Eikenberry and Michael Tucker, or look around you anywhere, and you'll see matchups of people that don't necessarily always fit.
Dennis Franz, speaking to Terry Gross in 1987.